Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go. Hey.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Fam.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Okay, we're going to jump right into this Friday Night Live. Before the show, Miss Unbelievable was listening to MonstarsRadio.com, and she was playing a track, and this right here is kind of jumping. Something new Friday Night Live for you little young heads. Kind of got a webby, old T.I. type feel to it. This is John Wayne. It's called Howdy. Friday Night Live. Let's go.
John Wayne, cowboy, roping up the moolah. Can't live legs down far from a loser. Because I'm in my own world, Disney. Dow diggity, howdy got the whole world feeling me. I come near, start, give up. Are you kidding me? No, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Oh, I'm living my dreams and doing my thing. Can't sit and tell y'all, man. Chiropractor back snapping on the remix. Ride around with toilet paper and I ain't coming with no weak shit. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Got my cowboy hat on.
Well, howdy. Friday Night Live is starting right about now. So, all right, y'all, we're getting you ready for the weekend. We got music, conversation, all kinds of things to help y'all during the quarantine. Hell, if you feeling that motherfucking cabin fever and you got the little itch in you, call us up, 563-999-3411. And, you know what I mean, rock out with us. Let's talk, conversate, and have a good time. So, all right, we got Miss Unbelievable over here. What's good, lady?
Hey, howdy, hey, Howdy. Hey.
We got Liddy Lit tonight.
Hey. Yay. Liddy Lit. How you doing?
Remember,
they can't see you
now.
I know, right?
They can't see you.
Ooh, rock with me, dog. Feel it. Come on. Oh, no.
Right.
Okay.
So what's going on today?
Fuck you then.
So what's going on?
Fuck you then. Don't feel it.
We still got to do the show, player.
I know. What's going on? You know, good stuff. Both my children got places to live. They got keys, all kind of keys, you know. My son got engaged, you know, just good stuff. Just, yeah.
Right. Congratulations. Yeah, I was going to say congratulations on raising them right. Yeah, you know I mean.
Got a new job. One's working at the airport, so sister could just be out. Salute y'all. Yes, God is good. When this COVID-19 is over, I'm gonna be COVID-19 and over quarantining and somewhere else sipping on some something else besides Minnesota nice. Yes.
Right. She said they got jobs. They engaged. Hey, ain't no feeling like the feeling when you know when your kids turn 50 that you may be living with
mm-hmm.
them and them not living with you. You understand me?
Right. What? And you get along with the baby. But you know, not just living, but you get along with who they with. You get along who they with, so you don't feel like you gotta dictate. You know, like, I like my daughter-in-law. I like her. You know, she's straight. She reminds me of me. You know, that's all good.
Right. Yeah, that's good too, because that's really the winning factor whether your ass go to a home or not. I'm just saying, be like, my mama need to come. Oh, hell no, your mama not coming to live here. You not fucking if she come here. I'm just saying, so it's always good that y'all get along.
It is.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So
fine.
All right.
But what you
so
up to? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. You know. So we got a nice little show for the people tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I know. And you was not trying to do the show tonight. You on something else. So we got our who's bumping who, who's getting fat. Let's see, we got other little tidbit things. And like I said, we still got some new music for y'all. Don't forget, today's show has been today's sponsors are MonsterRadio.com, SolomeSpeaks.com, Monster US Apparel, Elite Sway Management, and Picasso Painting. So, all right, Friday night for our entertainment news. Y'all know how we do it. We go over some of the things some of the other people go over, but our commentary is way different. I'm just saying. So who we got on our chop block tonight? Who can get it?
Well, we got the XFL. We got Tokyo. We got D-Bo. We got 50. And we got some stupid crime. And we got... The coronavirus update in New York, how foul they are doing. Yeah, but y'all come back. I'll come back to that one. They just living foul down over there. I'm just saying, on the East Coast, living foul in New York.
Okay, we gonna see what the hell they on. So, all right, let's see. I don't think we really have a topic as of just yet. Don't forget, you can communicate with us. You can go to the Monstars page. You can connect with us on most of our social media pages. You can leave your comments there, and we'll leave them right here on the air. Or just go to MonstarsRadio.com or Monstars Radio on Facebook. So let's see here. I got some more new music for you guys. You can tell I'm kind of going a little young head tonight. We'll get into the old heads coming up a little bit later. But here's a new one for people. See, now, as a lot of y'all noticed, we used to play totally unedited music. Now we play more edited music because there's some vocabulary that chase some potential fans away. So we, you know, that's what it's about, getting more fans, more listeners. So, now this right here is the edited version. I probably should have just threw the regular in here, but they probably use that word that we don't allow right here as much as possible. Even though it's edited, it says, I want to see some ass. He's just going to say, I want to see some. But fill in the cuss word.
That's not one of the words that we edit.
No, that's not. But I'm saying, but it may be in there, and that's probably why the edited version's in here and not the. You get it now.
Yeah,
we don't care about the other words, but that word we ain't dealing with. So, all right, check it out. New music. This is Jack Harlow. It's called "I Want to See Some." That's the edited word, but it's "I Want to See Some Ass," featuring Detonate. Okay, Friday Night Live. Let's get it.
I wanna see some. Baby, can you do it like that? From the front to the back. She said, I don't wanna move too fast. Till she hit that gas. Some rock and a puff puff pass. Now the whole squad getting fucked up ass. She said, Jay, where you been at? On the road, but I just got back. And I'm still fly than the fuck in your boyfriend. Well, he just not that. And I don't know how to behave. I'ma tell her be safe. I don't need to. I'ma tell her be safe. I got God with me and he's telling me things. I wanna see some. I wanna see some. Baby, can you do it like that? From the front to the back. She said, I don't wanna move too fast. Till she hit that gas. So rock and a puff puff pass. Now the whole squad getting fucked up ass. I'm just trying to see some. I ain't gotta say it cause they know where we from. I got some money at the ATM, but I'm gonna keep some. Strip club freak. All for the liquor, fell in love with a stripper. Now I'm asking her where she from. As if we gonna be some. I wanna be some. Take my number down, you can hit me if you need some. Say she got three sons. Do you want four? Cause I need one. Do you got? Cause I beat one. Going all night like the reruns. I wanna see some. I do. I wanna see some. Baby, can you do it like that? From the front to the back. She said, I don't wanna move too fast. Till she hit that gas. So rock and a puff puff pass. Now the whole squad getting fucked up ass.
So that's Jack Harlow. Independent music with a roar. Monster US Radio, the live podcast. So, all right, let me see. We still got a little bit of time to burn before we get to our who's bumping who. So, let's see. What do we got out here for the people? Something to waste a little time. Oh, matter of fact, here's something that we haven't done in a long time. I mean, unless you got something over there, Miss Unbelievable, you want to tap on a Friday Night Live.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay.
Let's see what you got. Go ahead.
All right.
Go ahead.
I love the tone in your voice, the vibration itself. So check it out. One we haven't done in a long time, Miss Unbelievable, is fashion tips. Man, we used to do those. We used to give people fashion tips, things that, you know, that we thought would help you when you're going out and about, attract the other person, opposite sex. In today's age, just attract somebody. That's how we're going to say it, to attract somebody. So I got a fashion tip that I think that will work, even though your ass can't go out. But, I mean, if you're out and about still, you know, it still has the same kind of effect now. Going to the grocery store is like clubbing right now, I'm just saying. But I would say, you know, wear something funny. Everything is so serious right now in the world. I think you'll get more attention if you try to wear something funny. Even though right now we really don't want attention, especially if I don't know you. Motherfucker, keep that 6 feet. Because I was in the store today, and motherfucker walked up, and I was almost like, man, might have to flex on you, like you don't know what's going on. But I was like, keep it cool, E. Woo side. Don't do nothing to nobody. Then you really be fucked up. But what are they going to do? Give me a ticket? They ain't going to take me to jail. So anyway, so that's what I would say. Like I said, apparently, or, you know, unfortunately, you can't really go too many places. But that's obviously, wear something funny, some expression on a shirt, you know, whether it be, you know, I'm just thinking of something like a shirt that I made for somebody that was, I think, was kind of funny. It said, rest in beach face, you know, like rest in bitch face, rest in beach face, something like that. Matter of fact, I got an idea, Miss Unbelievable, for a shirt. As soon as we get off the air, I want to talk to you about it. I ain't going to say it here because I think it's a potential for a big money maker. So I got one for you. You tell me about that. But, yeah, that's what I would say. Something custom made. Something that has your expression. Something you believe in. Mm-hmm. Something you talk about or say. What do you think? You think that would attract somebody right now in today's age?
I think so. I think that'll be fun. I think, yeah, something, you know, else, you know, offline that we could put together. But I think fun socks, you know, or fun shoes or something, like you said, uplifting, some inspiration on your shirt. Personally, I haven't really went out to many places, so my fashion tip is put lotion on if you're going to walk around the house naked. Put some lotion on. You don't have to be ashy. Cover your, like, paint your toes if you usually get your pedicure done. Paint your toes. Take the chip polish off. Take the nails off if they're really going past your cuticles. Like, time to go natural. Like, time to go natural. Embrace your naturalness until this COVID-19 is over. Wear something comfortable, you know, that's still sexy if you have someone in the house. Like we was talking about a couple weeks ago. Go look in his closet and wear his shirt, you know, that he's used to, like, going to work in. Put on, you know, y'all role play. Do something fun in the house. Dress up. Play dress up. Take a picture and take it off. Like, if you go into the store, I think it would be fun if you, with your mate, y'all wear something alike, like a Adidas jogging suit or something. Somebody be like, oh, that, oh, y'all, oh, let me go think of something when I go home. Something to just spark, you know, creativity from each other. I'm not talking about, you know, head to toe, that, you know, same, but, you know, you got on a, you know, Adidas shirt, he got on a Nike, you know, something that, you know, will put y'all, like, not matchy-matchy, but match it. You know, like, oh, that's cute. I see y'all. That's cute. Put the little mask on, you know, little gloves on, you know, do some kung fu moves, something. Something fun. Clown in the store, you know, stop and, you know, do a move like, yeah, you know, something. Just to get people laughing, just to get people in a better, you know, vibration and a better mood. Because a lot of people just ain't, they ain't doing well.
Right, right. So even if you do something just to make yourself laugh. But tapping on what you just said, something vibration I got out of there, something else that would be fun to do is, excuse me, putting my hands up. You can do, try wearing outfits that you normally wouldn't wear. Try to experiment. Do something different. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You can wear it around the house to see how it feels. Just wearing it. Like, if you usually wear casual gear, dress up. Wear you a business shirt, a business blazer, whatever, or get as close as you can. Get a business sweater. It don't matter, whatever it is, you know what I mean? And see what it feels like. Just walk around. The people in the house might be like, you look silly. Okay, I look silly. Let it play for a couple hours. Might say, oh, you know what? Actually, that does look kind of nice on you. Whatever. You get what I'm saying? But you can experiment. Yeah. Not only that, you can take pictures and do your own little fashion show. You can post them on social media or, you know, whatever, whatnot. I would say you could go live, but how are you going to go live and change your outfits? But you get what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Something else I used to do when I was younger, I would actually take pictures of outfits and then put them next to where they would go. It's like, if this outfit's in this drawer, blah, blah, blah. It's just, you know, something to do. So when you're ready to wear, okay, I want to wear this outfit, okay, bam, or what can I put together? You know, you could change up your outfits and try your wardrobe. So, yeah, I'm feeling that, what you said about that.
Yeah. And then, you know what, if you're trying to do some things, just be like, would you rather see me in this or would you rather see me in this? You guys vote, you know. What look, should I rock this shoe with this outfit or this shoe with this outfit? Should I rock this? Is this shirt too sexy to have in a relationship, or is this, you know, like, should I wear this? So, like, you can really have some fun. Like, you can really take this time to be creative, you know. I have this lace shirt, and it cuts, and I was like, when the Hello Kitty am I going to wear this to? Have no idea. But, you know, to even show a picture, be like, is this too sexy? Would your man say nah or yay? Would he want you to wear it with him or not? Will he be comfortable with this on or not? So just fun things like that, just to see and just to test, you know, where your relationship is and how he feels about you, you know, dressing and how he feels about your, you know, how you dress. Same thing with him. Would she like me in this shirt or this color? Or, you know, just to find out little fun tidbits about your mate that you may not have known. And he may get mad at you because he don't like pink and you've been rocking pink forever. But, you know, you'd be like, baby, well, you don't like pink? Well, you ain't never asked if I like pink. You know, just little fun little tidbits like that. So.
Right, right, right. So, yeah. Those are things to do to help y'all, you know, with what's going on. Spend some time, because, shit, I know some of y'all ready to put up your Christmas tree. Y'all done ran out of shit to do. Hello. All right. We're at that point in the show, so let's go over here and jump into our Who's Bumping Who and Who's Getting Fat, also known as the Entertainment Gossip Lifestyle. So, all right, who we got on first on the chop block?
Well, you know, a lot of sports have been canceled. But, you know, we had the XFL. It lays off all employees and league is on its deathbed. Now, I'm going to explain to you guys what the XFL is because I'm pretty sure E-Monster don't know what it is. But sources say that the current environment that the XFL has been suspended in is looking like indefinitely. The they just laid off all their employees and canceled the season. The XFL is an extension to the football league. The execs were being terminated, and a source says the league is officially now on its deathbed. The XFL kicked off its rebooted season this year in hopes of building a strong fan base to make the league an annual spring tradition. But that was halted. The league is really skeleton. It's short. It included several players like Houston Rednecks quarterback, P.G. Walker. He was signing an NFL contract for the offseason. It's almost like a league that's helping you keep in shape while you're not playing. It's like having the people who don't go into the NFL, they go there, and a lot of coaches go look to see, you know, if your condition, if you've gotten better. And so now that is on the axe.
I don't know what the XFL is. I knew what the XFL was. XFL comes on the reality network, and the NFL players play, they line up against their exes. Ain't that what that is? So Chad Johnson would go against his ex-wife. That's not it. Oh, okay. My bad.
No, but that would be one hell of a show. That would be one hell of a show. I'm telling you, to line up against your exes playing a sport, yeah, that would be funny.
Right, right. Well, I just think it's funny. You know, I mean, I think it's great because it gives the sports fans something to watch, you know, because once football season over, then you got to find another sport. You got to find another sport. Hopefully you're into all the sports that are current. But, yeah, so when I used to play football, I used to hate when the football season was over. I love when they first started the XFL. For those of you that don't know, this is the second attempt at getting out here with the XFL. And originally, the XFL was what the AFL was to NFL. You know, some of y'all was like, what the hell? what the ACLL? well, at first, the NFL canceled out the XFL because it was becoming competitive with the viewers. So they ended up making it where it was difficult for the XFL to be on television, so on and so forth. Now, I don't know if the NFL absorbed them, made a deal with them or what, but now they're coming back. I always thought it was a good thing because, you know, sometimes these players, they can only play like 4 years, 4 or 5 years. What do they do after that? Shit, take your ass to the XFL. You're just as good as them motherfuckers. Or what about the college kids that don't make it? What about all them other college kids? I mean, what, they supposed to stop playing now? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
At least they got the XFL they can get into now other than just the Europe League because that's what it was before. If you didn't make it to the NFL and you was in college, your ass was going to the Europe League to try to play better, get your numbers right so you can come back and present those to the NFL. So all right. So, you know, I'm just glad to see motherfuckers getting jobs. That's all I'm saying.
Well, now they're gone. So they had jobs. Now their job
is pretty much gone
now. But, hey, anything can happen. We pray that their doors somehow can come back alive and open. But as of now, them bad boys is closed, just as the Tokyo Olympics. The CEO says no guarantee for the 2021 Games. He said, we need to find a vaccination. So the CEO of Tokyo Olympics is keeping it real, maybe too real, saying there's a serious possibility. The Games won't even go down in 2021 as scheduled. Long story short, they said it's impossible to predict where the world will be with the COVID-19 pandemic in July 2020 when the Games were scheduled to begin. He just doesn't think it's wise to even think about it. We're not certain what the position is. We ain't even thinking about it, of what COVID-19 looks like. The decision to postpone the game 1 year so that everyone could do their part, but maybe plan B to reschedule the games can't go on. And his response was not super encouraging. He's like, alternative plans, technology, wisdom, development treatments, medication, vaccination needs to be definitely defined and clear. He's not trying to throw no shade, but he said pandemic insurance to cover the cost of the event is high. And Tokyo does not want to take out those several insurance policies, but whether postponing the games and the qualifications, period. So, yeah, they're like, hold on, we not being responsible for a pandemic outbreak.
Right, right. Well, I'm just saying, I know how stubborn Japanese can be a little at times. I'm surprised they're not throwing it anyway. They're like, fuck it, only one going to be there is Japan. We get all the medals. We get all the gold. We win it all. It's a winning lot. If I was Japan, I'd be like, no, we running this shit. Fuck what you heard. But no, but remember when the COVID first jumped out and we started talking about it and we brought this up before it was even talked about. And I was like, what they going to do about the Olympic Games? You know what I mean? He can say what he want to say. Them motherfuckers is canceled. He's just prolonging it as long as he can. But them motherfuckers is canceled. Hell yeah, they canceled. Mm-hmm. Shit, you can't leave America and come back. The fuck you mean? Who gonna go over there?
Right.
Who gonna go? What country you gonna leave gonna let you come back? And then you wanna take all the risk in between? Mm-hmm. Now you want me to get back on a plane with a whole gang of motherfuckers I don't know again? To go watch a game? Conversation's over. We ain't even gonna talk about it. You know when we usually be like, oh, what you gonna do? I'll wait. I ain't waiting on your ass. I already know. You ain't going. Hell no, y'all ain't going. Like I said, you leave your country, you may not be able to come back. They talking about you can't leave state to state in the United States. In America, they talking about you might have to have a license to go from one state to the next state. And when you go from one state, you get to the new state, you gotta go into quarantine. When you leave that motherfucker and you go back to your original state, you got to quarantine. You go across four states, you might as well cancel that whole trip. Cancel it. No. If you're going to go to your granny's house for Christmas, you better go now.
Yeah. True.
I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. That's canceled. Shit, the other country's talking about they ain't going unless it's a year later.
Right.
Come on, we not sending our athletes over there. Hell to the no. Mm-mm. For what? Keep your little funky medal. We'll buy our own medals. We'll give them all to everybody. Get it? I'm just saying, buy everybody a medal. And get to all our little athletes and we'll be done with it. Fuck you, man.
Right.
You know
right.
How much money and, like they said, insurance money is going to cost to send them kids over there? For what? To get hacked on by somebody else? What, they going to run 6 feet apart? Box 6 feet apart? I want your sweat on me. I don't know what you got. Fuck.
Oh.
Not from around here.
But that is the whole thing. Straight up. That's how sports is going to be looked at now. Like, things ain't never going to be the same. I don't know who's going to want to go back and play basketball. You may get me sick. You got the corona? You got the Rona?
Ain't gonna be no more
you got
fail.
The Rona?
Ain't gonna be no more.
You got, you know,
no
don't foul me. Don't touch me.
No,
no more going through.
Right.
Man, it's gonna be a jump shot type of game.
Sorry, my bad. She said it's gonna be a jump shot type of game.
You know, it's gonna be go long. Go long. Hey, go, hey, I ain't touching you. Throw that ball. Make sure everybody going to be down at the 20 or the 10 or the 50 or the 40. Ain't going to be no line, no linemen needed. Just cover up five, you know, be six, what is it, 6 feet? Whatever, be in the, hey. Now, when he catch the ball, tag him. I'm telling you, tag football going to be, tag and flag is going to be back in effect. Tag and flag. Back in the flag.
Right, right.
You remember playing tag football and flag football when you was little? Back in. We back in. And nobody don't want to touch nobody.
Shit. That's too damn close. It's going to be called laser tag football. You dig? I'm just saying. Hit his ass with the laser tag. Bing. Got you dead. You down. Laser tag football.
You die.
That's
you die.
Right.
Oh, my God.
All right. What else we got?
Okay, so I know, right? Y'all remember? Okay, now here comes Debo. Where is Debo from, Emusta?
Where's Debo from?
Yes.
By the way, as I look, I'm gonna say Detroit.
No, Debo, man, Debo.
Debo.
You don't know?
Are you,
you
talking about the guy,
Debo is?
The guy with the guy with the crooked eye from Friday?
Absolutely.
Right.
He, yeah. He's the weed delivery man.
Wait, what?
He is the weed delivery man. So, Debo is doing something Ice Cube will be proud of. He is delivering weed. So Debo has teamed up with Pineapple Express, which is a medical marijuana store in L.A., and he's dropping off dank to some very lucky stoners on his bizike. Pineapple Express is holding a contest this month. Each Friday, they run and select four winners from the sweepstakes, and potheads get a special delivery from Debo. The best part, Tommy drops off the goods precisely at 420, which, as you know, holds a special place in the hearts of pot smokers across the world. Legal marijuana business has been deemed essential in L.A., so still operating despite shelter-in-place orders during the coronavirus pandemic. And Pineapple Express says Tommy going to take extra precaution during his deliveries. For someone who actually wants to see Debo pull up on the bike, he's going to pull up on you. Does anybody want to see Debo
right.
pull up on a bike? Do you want to see Debo pull up on a bike?
Shit. As long as I can tuck my grandmama chain. Hell yeah, I don't mind. seeing out, like, I know a lot of people are looking at some of these celebrities funny for doing these type of things. I think it's a great money move. I'm going to be 100. I would pay whatever it is plus $50. To have Debo pull up at my house with a bicycle or a car, I wouldn't give a fuck, come to my door and bring me some weed. As long as I can film it, go
yep.
live, bloop, 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 bloop. You dig? That will be the bomb. Some other artists did the same thing. People was like laughing at them, but I don't get it. Like, fuck what you heard. Like, that's a lot of money for them celebrities. Like, what was it? Cisco was delivering pizzas. And he would sing songs when he came to deliver your pizza. It was like $100 for a pizza, but you have Cisco come to your house in your damn living room, sing you a damn song, and get the fuck out. I'll pay that.
Yep.
Sure
phone,
will.
Phone,
for
phone,
a birthday
phone.
Or some shit like that. Right. For a birthday or some shit, we got delivered to have Cisco bring it. He's going to do his song, blah, blah, blah. We're going to record it. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Everybody's happy. It was like the young guy doing the fucking, I don't know if it was Uber or Lyft or whatever it was. They was making fun of young Jock. Can you imagine getting in the car with young Jock?
driving down the street talking about do your song in the whip and it's going down. Can you imagine driving down the street with him doing that for a little measly ass fucking
going down.
$12, $13?
Mm-hmm.
I'd do it. Hell yeah. He'd be busy as a motherfucker fucking with me. So, yeah, so I think that's dope. I think that's, I'm going to tuck my grandmama chain in, but that's still dope as hell. You did?
Mm-hmm.
Got Debo pulling up on a bike. Talking about, here go your delivery. Hell yeah. Take a picture, bro. Take a picture, bro.
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
like, that bike.
Let me smoke what you smoking on that. Let me smoke on what you smoking on and made your eye like that.
Mm-hmm.
My bad. He see me. He gonna bust my ass.
Yes, he
so,
is.
Right, I got a cousin named Craig. So
got a cousin named Day-Day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Guess who I talked up? The White
who
Hope, Harvey Weinstein.
Uh oh, Weinstein.
I'm just gonna say this. Weinstein hit with a new sexual battery charge in the West Coast case. That's all.
While
I'm
he was locked up?
While he locked up, he got hit with another one. And another one. Here's another one. I'll keep y'all posted with that one. He's currently serving a 23-year sentence, so this is going to add on. It's going to be like an add-on sentence. Poor baby. He's got an add-on.
So you know what that means? If they allow this one, there's gonna be there could be others, and it's just gonna make a trail. It's gonna follow him. It's gonna follow everybody else. it could be they could be using this to set up something else.
Absolutely. All right, you need some water and a water break. So won't you place the music because your hands is in the air. And you waving like you just don't care. And if it's time to play some music, somebody say, oh, yeah.
You know what? We're going to play some music because, no, we're not going to listen to you rap. Let's see. Do we want to go with a solidified artist or do we want to go with an upcoming? I'm going to let you choose.
Solidify.
Okay, here's a new one. I like this one right here. Hopefully you can get them shackles off, or hopefully they'll let us take these shackles off our feet real soon. This is Lecrae and YK Osiris. It's called Set Me Free on a Friday Night Live. DJ E Monster, Miss Unbelievable. Jazzy B's not here right now, but hey, she's still here in spirit. You dig? So check this one out. New music, Friday Night Live.
Shackles on my feet. Yeah, they won't let me be.
Hit us up, 563-999-3411. Press 1 to get that free. Yeah.
On my feet, oh, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this all on me. Pray this all on me. Let me go. Let me go. I've been going through so much, I swear these people let my throat. That's on me. That's on mama's. On my mama, I can't take no more, so miss me with that drama. Get your commas, get your racks straight, get your facts straight. Hold me down, I rise up on her like the tax rate. Keep my past straight, never lack faith. God been working, they gon' have to hold me back, man. Hey, tell them, you can pick a side if you wanna. You already know who I bro with. You don't want no problems with me. These shackles
on my feet, yeah, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Pray this on me.
I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in them streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, 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 yeah. Down for me, down for me. People love me, you was brown for me. Brown for me, all that bitterness and anger, had to let it go. People talking down on me, I guess that's how it go. Let them know, that's on me, yeah. Shackles on my feet, you broke the hold and now I'm free, yeah. Even in the darkest times, you kept your light on me, yeah. Got the memo, read the message, found my purpose, found my method. Only L I took was lessons, tell them. You can pick a side if you wanna. You already know who I bro with. You don't want no problems with me.
these shackles off my feet.
Shackles on my feet, yeah, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Pray this on me.
I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in them streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in them streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles on my feet, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So that's Lecrae,
yeah, yeah,
YK
yeah.
Osiris. It's called Set Me Free. New music, Friday Night Live, getting y'all ready for the weekend. So I'm unbelievable. We do have somebody that's checked in with us to have press one, but let's go ahead and do one more. Who's bumping who? Who's getting fat? Entertainment, lifestyle, entertainment, new gossip news. Let's go ahead and do one of those, and we're going to check in with 469 after we do that. So who else we got on
okay.
the top block tonight?
Okay, so we got 50 Cent. So we got 50 Cent, and then we got 50 Cent's response. Then we'll bring that person in. So 50 Cent says he's
oh,
done
shit.
With his first son, doesn't consider him as his child. He said instead he would rather claim rapper 6ix9ine, Tekashi 6ix9ine, who was locked up
because
he was related with, yes, gang activity. The musician who does not mince his words says Marquise only belongs to his mother, and he has already washed his hands with this guy ages ago. 50 Cent raged war against his eldest son two decades ago. The rapper refers to his eldest son as his mother's son and never claims him whenever anyone asks about the number of children 50 has. Willow says friends abandoned her when she was smoking weed. So he has abandoned him. So this is 50 Cent's son's response. He said, while the coronavirus have everyone confined to their homes, more and more are hoping Instagram Live, but somehow this has ventured off to a viral dispute. 50 have Tekashi. He's happy that he's away and decided to just bring his biological son. He goes, now I ain't heard from 6ix9ine, his mother's child. Now he's told on everybody. 50 said he better than Marquise, though. I'll take him before I take my biological. That's what he tweeted. Here's what his son says. 50 Cent says he would choose his biological son. Marquise respects to saying he ain't worried about his dad. He could pick him over me. He's a punk ass nigga.
Family feuds. Family feud. I'm just saying. Huh. I mean, how bad do it got to be? Not only to go to social media with your family shit, but to be out there talking about, I'd rather pick Tekashi to be my son. Like, you couldn't pick nobody else, bruh. You pick... I don't know what to say on that one. I mean, yeah. I don't know where to go with that one. I mean, it's obviously therapy needed in there, but yeah.
Oh,
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I think they just really trying to hurt each other's feelings. That's what's going on.
Yeah.
They just really trying to hurt each other's feelings. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
The shit they doing, they could be doing in private, but then to try to put it on social media. Yeah. I mean, that's why some people do it. Some people be like, oh. You know, one person's trash is another man's treasure. That's really taking a shot at somebody. You know what I mean? fuck him. You know what I mean? Whatever, whatever. But that's what I be thinking some of them posters that like that be. They scared somebody going to say something or somebody said something and it's just, you know, they trying to hair up and be petty about it before the other person get to it. But I believe in their case, I believe they just trying to hurt each other's feelings. You know, and us as the people, we just caught in the middle. But it give us people like us shit to talk about. But
I mean, you're a mother. I mean, no. How do you feel about it?
Man, listen. Fuck that nigga. And I'll put my mother. Fuck that nigga. I have no respect for someone who don't. You made that child. I don't care how much that child, you know, do wrong. You may not get along. You may not agree with a lifestyle. But that's your seed. So if you say you'd rather have somebody else as your seed, what's your mama, if your mama would have said that about you? You know what I'm saying? Something all messed up about you. That's your seed. What you planted, I don't care if you don't get along with the baby mama. I don't care. That's your child. You're provoking that child to anger because of what? Yeah, no. I ain't got no respect for you. You could go to hell for all I care. You cannot I won't even support anything of 50 if you don't support your child. That's disrespectful. Like I said, I don't care if we don't get along. I don't care if I disown you or whatever, but you don't say those kind of words. You might as well say that to yourself. Nah, as a mother, you ain't shit. As a mother, you ain't shit.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. You definitely got to watch what you say, not only to other people, but especially your kids. Like, you really got to bite your tongue when you're angry, no matter what they do or what they say. Let them be the one to fuck up and have to come back and apologize. But you don't want to have to be the one to say some old outrageous shit. Let's see. Yeah. We're going to leave it like that. I got a testimony in there, but I'm going to leave it alone. That's personal, my personal life, so I'm going to let that one be. But, yeah, but you can't be doing that type of shit because it's hard to come afterwards. And, I mean, you feel really bad about it. And in my situation, like I said, in my testimony, it wasn't even where I said, well, we were, like, fighting or nothing like that. I just said something funny I thought was funny. But, you know, my daughter took it the wrong way. So,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So you got to be careful on what you say, especially on certain topics, because you can hurt their feelings. And sometimes a lot of times people, like we always say, you can forgive but not forget. You don't want to be on that other end of that forgive and not forget. You say, okay, I'm over it. No, I ain't worried about it. But deep down inside, they like, man, fuck are you? Remember when you said that to me? That was harsh. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So let's go over here and check in with a caller, see what they got going on a Friday Night Live. 469-508. Who we got on the line? Hello.
Hey, man. Check this out, man. Check this out. Before I even get in on this 50 Cent thing, man, let me pay homage to the greatest online show in the world. You know what I'm saying? E-Monster, Monster Radio, man. If y'all ain't tuned in to E-Monster, Monster Radio, I don't know what the fuck y'all doing. Y'all crazy, man. This is the only man I know who can come to my city in Dallas, Texas, get picked up in limos, you know what I'm saying, and turn up for a whole weekend, you dig? This is your boy, Suave, you know what I'm saying? Swagger Countdown in the building, paying homage to the greatest that ever did it in the Twin Cities, you bitches. Now that I got that out the way. How you doing, co-host? I don't know your name,
unbelievable.
You're fucking great too. I really appreciate
Thank
you. You're fucking great. Yeah, and I'm gonna rock with you real quick. To 50 Cent, right. Bitch ass, Mr. Jackson. Fuck you and the horse that you rode on, bitch ass nigga. Let me tell you something, nigga. You just showed yourself. You just came out of Dallas, bro, trying to sell that old punk ass, whack ass whiskey and wine and all that other bullshit that we ain't buying down here. You know what I'm saying? You need to go and take that shit out of our liquor store. We don't want your shit. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. Your shit is nasty. Bronson and all that other shit, that shit's terrible, bro. I'm still going to rock Henny. You hear me? Fuck all that other shit, man. But check this out, man. Dude, you sit there and say you rather rock with a snitch to be your son. A snitch. Huh. A snitch gets stitches. You rather a snitch to be your motherfucking son. That's the first one. Now, I'm sorry. I'm not going to play the race card, but then I'm going to play the race card. A white motherfucker at that that's trying to be black. And you going to sit there and, bro, 50, you can't come to my city no more, bitch. You or any of them G-Unit motherfuckers. We got your number, bitch. Okay. Hey, world. We're Corona free. We're Corona free. Bitch, I hope you catch Corona, hoe.
Yes, but you said something that just, like, you accepted a snitch. So if you accepting a snitch, are you a snitch yourself, bitch?
He is a snitch. Think about every time he gets in somebody's business. Every time he gets somebody's business, he's snitching. He hating. You know what I'm saying? Hey man, let's tell the truth. Why Lloyd Banks and my boy, you know what I'm saying, really left G Unit. Let's really talk about how the game really left G Unit, man, because y'all was trying to suck on nigga dicks and shit and plug people in the booty hole. And Tony Yayo, you's a pussy too, taking it in the ass. Fuck y'all gay ass motherfuckers. Okay, go ahead.
Hey.
I can co-sign on this because I know these motherfuckers personally. Personally, Young Buck for life, you bitches. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get it all out. I'm from Texas, man. We do it big, man.
We do it big, man.
You know what I'm saying? Lone Star State, man. Shit, we know for burgers bigger than the fucking steering wheel. You know what I'm talking about? Shit. You better ask him, monster. Fuck around that motherfucker. I'm really around this motherfucker eating with us.
Right. Texas.
Oh, I know about Texas.
You feel me?
So, hey.
I'm just saying, man.
I'm going because people want to know who you is, bro, because you came in right on point. You came up lit. You know, energized the whole motherfucking show. So, bro, tell the people who you are. And I want to know, is Swagger Countdown coming back and how they can connect with you?
Hey, for sure, man. It's your boy, Suave, Prince R&B in Dallas, man. You know what I'm saying? The 214-469 area code. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, Swagger is back. You know what I'm saying? We the show right under the E-Monster radio show. You know what I'm talking about? We pay homage to the realness, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's just what that is, you know what I'm talking about? But, yeah, we are back.
Right.
We get live and lit. Y'all can check us out on Blog Talk, you know, right after his show, 8 Central Time to 10 o'clock tonight, you know what I'm saying, Central Standard Time. Come check us out, man, you know what I'm saying? The phone number, all you got to do is put the Swagger Countdown Radio, man. Like, we got a new phone number and shit. I don't know about hard yet, but just come tune in to us, you know what I'm saying, and let's get it.
Right. So as y'all can see, it's already be lit. If you're an old-time listener, then yes, this is Suave. You remember him? Yes, this is him. So, yeah, make sure you check his show out. It gets lit. It gets crazy. It gets wild. It's one of those wild factor podcasts. So, yes, you definitely got to check that one out. I'm definitely going to be over there after the show tonight. I got to do a little bit of stuff to get ready, but then as soon as I get done with that, I'm going to be on before your show over. But,
hey,
yeah,
no
bro.
Doubt, man. Just don't forget my purple Jordans, man. Where my purple Jordans at, man? I need my Viking Jordans, man. What's up?
Oh.
I got to go see if I can still find them out there.
Man, you ain't going to be able to find them 17, bro. You ain't going to find them 17, bro. You can count that out.
Right.
Take a picture of the motherfucker and send it to me. Send me a picture, man. As long as you send me a picture, I know that you thought about me.
Right. So, okay, we got something else on the top block, Miss Unbelievable, while we got Suave here.
All right, so, in New York, they show mass burials for public cemetery as city shortens deadline for claiming the bodies. So this is what I was talking about, the foulness. You know, they have a lot of bodies, but the medical examiner is only holding the bodies for 14 days before they are buried in City Porterfield on Hart Island. Normally, about 25 bodies a week are on the island, and people who can't afford funerals or go unclaimed by relatives, they will not know where they are buried. They'll just be buried in that field.
Oh, man.
They have 5 days a week with 24-hour burials, the Department of Corrections. The image you'll see, they're just putting them side by side in rows. And it's a limited access strip off the Bronx. That's the final resting place for more than 1 million, mostly indigenous New Yorkers.
How is that going to work? I mean, it's already a horrible situation, but I mean, I think black folks going to be hurt the worst. Janine, I'm just going to keep it 100. I think we're going to be hurt the worst. He's talking about 14 days. Do you know how long it takes black
14.
Folks to put their funerals together? 14 days.
You
I
can't
know
have
two people right now. I know two people right now that's waiting, that died last year, that's still waiting on their family members to get piece together $5, $6 a piece to have them buried. That's 14 days ain't enough time. Wait, you know what? That's not real. I've seen that in a Madea movie. Anyway, but I'm just saying, we still need more time than 14 days. I mean, come on.
E-Monk, let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something. 14 days, bro. Do you know, I'm not trying to be funny, you know what I'm saying, but I'm going to be funny. I'm going to put my money into some stocks, bro, like mortuary stocks, bro. Do you know that the bombing fluid, you know what I'm saying, the sales of a bombing fluid is going to go up, bro? You know how much of bombing fluid you got to use for 14 days? So they don't stink and reek and rigor mortis set in, you know what I'm saying? That stuff is expensive, bro.
Yeah,
it's gonna become a shortage, right?
Yeah. Well, you got 14 days, but I mean to claim. So you can't fly if you're from out of state. You can't fly. You can't get to them. So basically, you just have relatives that's just dying, and then they're not labeled. They're not marked. They just in there. So you just gonna go stand in front of the row and be like, to you know, one of y'all is my relatives. I mourn for you, like seriously. So this is inhumane, but listen, have your shit in order then.
See, this is
I know what
they're gonna do a memorial wall.
Watch, they're gonna do a memorial wall with everybody's name on it because they ain't gonna know where the families
if they
are
remember.
Buried. If they remember,
right.
If they remember,
that's the only way they're gonna
because
do it. Because
a lot of them are gonna be unknown.
Not only that, I mean, who's going to have a corona funeral?
You can't have a corona
funeral. Yeah, exactly. How are you going to do that? Okay, then your cousin says pass the corona. You going to have a funeral? Ain't nobody going.
Nobody.
Mm-mm. They don't even buy corona beers no more.
Why? Right.
They don't. If you go into your local Walmart, I want you to go into your local Walmart, and I want you to go to the beer station, and you're going to see the Coronas in there fully stocked, fully put up. Nobody touched it at all. They're not even driving Corollas. They're not messing with Corona beer. They're not driving Corolla Toyotas. They're not even hollering at a girl named Corolla. If your name is Corolla, you out of there for a good 20 or 30 years. You might as well just wear a mask everywhere you go because ain't nobody going to mess with you.
No,
ain't
no limits and lines needed. But you know that they shut down a corona facility in Mexico, so they may be holding on them joints and go home with it. Like, don't take those. I got those for my Mexican friends next door. You know what I'm saying? Because ain't nobody buying those.
So, yeah,
I'm drinking Dos Equis, man. I'm drinking Dos Equis. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. I'm drinking Dos Equis.
Del Secchi. Let's see, Del Secchi. Is that on my
I'm sorry. They are. No, a bunch of. Oh, my bad. I didn't mean to put you out there. My bad. Go ahead, man.
No, I'm talking about the beer. The beer. The slogan is a slogan.
You don't know what it is.
I was drinking it when I was down there.
Uh-oh.
And that's what the slogan
I got
was.
Pictures.
What? Do not release them pictures. Oh snap. But yeah, man, I forgot about that burger. It's unbelievable. We went to this place, I don't remember what place it was, but they had
it was Truckers.
We had got this hamburger that was bigger than my whole head. I mean, it was a huge hamburger. Like, I can't explain. That's why we took pictures. Matter of fact, I might have to dig the picture out. Yeah. I think it's a picture suave next to it.
I'm going to tell you like this. Let me explain how big that burger is. Y'all ever see that them bleach bottles that you can buy, like them gallon bleach bottles?
Mm-hmm.
think of a burger sitting right next to that, same size.
Ooh, that's big.
Right.
Did y'all have one by
yourself?
Did y'all share it, or
yeah.
did y'all have one by yourself?
Look, no, we had to split it. It took six of us to eat it, but
oh,
it was
wow.
like what? It cost like $25.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh. Yeah, I can
my
eat
bad.
That by myself. What you talking about? What you talking about? Eat it by myself. Wasn't no way.
I love y'all, man. I love y'all. I have to bounce.
Yep.
I got to get to the show.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, tune in to E-Monster Radio, and you better buy some T-shirts, you bitches. Support the movement. Support the motherfucker. I need my T-shirt, man, 4X, man, extra long. Support the movement, man.
All right, I got you. And what he said in that order. So, all right, bro, go do what you got to do, and, yeah, I'm going to catch up with you on the show a little bit later.
Yes, sir.
Peace out.
Okay. That's what's up. So, all right, so as he goes to do, as his start, ours is about to end. So, all right, let's see. Anything else you want to put out there, Miss Unbelievable, before we get up out of here on Friday night? Because I got to go to work. Oh, I'm pulling a third
yes,
string tonight.
Go. Hit me up. Follow me speaks. I know. I'll be praying for you all the time. FollowMeSpeaks.com. Hit me up. Join the movement. Join the movement. FollowMeSpeaks.com. That's who him.
Right.
And have
like
a great
said,
weekend.
No, you don't always have to watch. Like I said, you don't always have to watch movies. Read a book. You know what I mean? Something that's going to self improvement, or you can read fantasies. Let your imagination makes the visual picture. It's way better. On that note, I'm going to get up out of here because, like I said, I got to work. I got to walk my little dog before I do all this other stuff, and I got to call into the other station. Make sure you call in if you're listening. Hey, I'll catch you over there. You dig? We can do a little monstrous radio chant or something. I don't know. But on our way up out of here, all I can say is, if nothing else, do something monstrous for yourself. And I'm going to end it just like that. Peace. I'm out.
Peace. Mwah.